God calls us to worship this afternoon with the words of Psalm 65. Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed, O you who hear prayer. To you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. You are now given an opportunity to go to God in a moment of silent and personal prayer in final preparation for worship. Shall we pray? Congregation, our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Lift up your hearts to receive his greeting. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For our opening song of praise, would you turn with me in your Psalter hymnals to number 415. Number 415. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing and what follows in the three stanzas of 415. Let's now bow our heads and unite our hearts and go to God in our afternoon congregational prayer. Shall we pray together? Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it was with joy and gladness in our souls that we heard and answered the call to go up to the house of the Lord, the Lord's house of prayer. And it is now with uplifted hearts and souls that we come before thy presence to praise thee, to thank thee, to make our sacrifice and to lay our needs and our petitions before thee. Lord, humble our own spirits. Oh, Father, whether it be here in thy house or whether we are participating via live stream, may we know what it means to be poor in spirit. And grant that in the poverty of our own spirits, we might bow our heads, fold our hands, lift up our hearts and voices, and may we once again be thrilled to the very marrow of our bones as we hear the sweet voice of Jesus in our midst. We praise thee, Lord, as we gratefully remember all the mercies granted us again this week. We thank thee for strength and courage amidst trials and adversities. We thank thee for comfort in times of sorrow. We thank thee for joy and laughter despite our tears. We thank thee for the eyes of faith through which we're able to discern thy fatherly hand as we walked and worked in this dark world again in this past week. We praise thee that we might know ourselves to be children of the Father, ever in the care of the Good Shepherd who so watches over us that not a hair can fall from our heads without his will. We praise thee that we might know ourselves to belong to our Lord and Savior who knows each of us by name, who knows not only the condition of our hearts, but who knows also each and every joy, each and every concern, every anxiety, every fear, every tear. O Lord, how preciously comforting it is for us to hear thee promise that none of us are ever beyond the watchful eye of our Lord, and that even when we wander or stray, the strong arm of the Lord prods us, disciplines us, chastises us, sometimes even pains us in order to draw us back into the fold of the Good Shepherd. Father, we continue to struggle. We continue to even chafe under the restrictions placed upon us by the scientific community in response to the threat of COVID. Father, the suffering is very real. But at times it seems that the restrictions are a greater threat to humanity than the virus itself. Father, it can fill our hearts with concern, even anxiety. We see men and women out of work. We see businesses succumbing to the pressures of the economic depression. We see people cracking emotionally because of financial strain or even because of the extreme loneliness. And Father, in many hearts, there is the conviction that the cure proposed by our political leaders is not supported by the evidence. Lord, we pray for thy grace, but above all, we pray for thy merciful, saving grace. But help us to keep this pandemic in its proper perspective. It is indeed a great calamity, and our hearts go out to those who are made to suffer because of it. But Lord, help us to see thy hand and thy sovereignty, and then help us to discern also in this pandemic God's reminder of the scriptural truth of the insignificance of man. Lord, man so often takes his own wisdom for granted, and that God interrupts man's plans and shows him his own foolishness and his helplessness. Lord, may this medical threat again serve to remind the world of a sovereign God. Remind us also, Lord, that nothing comes to us by chance, but that everything comes to us from Father's hand and is given us with a purpose from our God. And Father, if we confess that and if we really believe that, then we have to also believe, Father, that also this pandemic is given us by God as a gift from God to help us on our road to God. And so we pray, Lord, we plead thee as we, and especially as our office bearers, as our consistories, as we navigate our way through these challenging times, that we might be driven to our knees to say, to believe, and to understand with Job. But he said, but I know that the Lord is testing me, and when he is done, I will emerge as fine gold. Lord, through this pandemic, we can already see that the lines of demarcation between the world and the church are becoming more clearly defined. We are reminded again, and we can see evidence of the antithesis. And we know that through this testing, the faith of God's children is being strengthened. And we know that when the Lord is done testing us, we as Christians, those who belong to the Lord, will look back and see how their faith has been strengthened through these trials. And that even our churches, Father, they will be strengthened. Also, the church will be strengthened during this testing. And Father, when this is all over, when this pandemic is all over and life returns to what we might call as normal, then, Father, we will see that the church, although it may become smaller, has become stronger. And so we thank thee also, Father, for this instrument in thy hand to drive us to our knees and to teach us of the sovereign power of God. Remind us, Lord, that what is true for us as individuals is also true for the church collectively. Oh, indeed, there may be a winnowing, but even that winnowing, that will be used by the Lord to strengthen the church. Lord, may it be that through this virus, doors and hearts may be open to present and embrace the gospel in this pagan world. Lord, may we as a nation, but especially as Christians, may we be moved to pray for one another. But may we pray especially for those who do not know thee and therefore live in fear. Remind us, Lord, as Christians, first of all, of our obligation to love our neighbor, also, if not especially, by way of ardent, fervent prayer. Remind us, Lord, of our obligation to pray for the souls of the lost and for opportunity to advance the gospel the world over, but also at home. Remind us of our obligation to show concern and compassion to members of our families and to members of our church family. Forbid it, Lord, that we would forget the Scripture's injunction to demonstrate the love of Christ, beginning with the household of faith. Father, bless this congregation. Grant to her growth in grace and in knowledge. May the gospel preaching bring the claims of Christ to bear upon all of our hearts. Grant to us the ability and the courage to stand on the promises of God in Scripture. And may we claim them as our own as we then seek to be the light and the salt of the world. Lord, heal the sick, comfort the troubled, trouble those who are at ease in Zion. Bless thy ministering servant. May he be used by thee to rescue the perishing. Fill Reverend Sinkey, O Lord, with a burning desire to preach the word in season and out. Grant what is needful for him as he ministers thy word from this pulpit from week to week and from house to house during the week, but also during this time of pandemic, as he too is challenged with so many challenges, Father, as he navigates his way as to how to minister to a flock under these restrictions. And Father, may he see fruit upon his labor. And Father, even if that fruit at times appears to be scant, remind him that the Lord does not call him to be successful, only faithful. Grant him the patience to plant and to water and to leave the increase to thee. Anoint him, Lord, with the Spirit of thy Son. Strengthen him also to equip and equip him as he seeks to give guidance also to the consistory as they navigate these challenging, uncharted waters of COVID. Oh, Lord, they have never walked this way before, and they struggle to find the way as they go. Grant now, O Father, that thy Holy Spirit may descend and brood upon us all, and grant that as we listen to thy word, we might hear thee speaking the words that thou hast intended for us again this afternoon. May we be brought to the place where we can see Jesus suffering and dying to open paradise for all who have placed their trust in him. May thy word bring hope, comfort, cheer, and relief. May thy Spirit fill our very souls. Grant us the words we need to speak, and then grant us the grace to hear them and to receive them as coming from thee. Grant us thy sacred presence this afternoon. Bless us now in our worship. May our hearts tremble. May we be thrilled as we hear of the mysteries of the kingdom. May we haste to seek him in the gospel proclamation. May we find him, may we embrace him, and may we then follow him in faith and obedience. Keep us now from anything that would hinder us from meeting thee face to face in thy word. Keep us from wandering thoughts. May all of our daily earthly cares be left outside in the world. May our hearts be filled and our souls nourished as we greet thee in the sanctuary again this day. Bless the reading, the preaching, and the hearing of thy word. Hear us, Father, as we sing the holy songs of Zion. Accompany all of our worship by the power of thy Spirit, and may it then give us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. In the name of Christ, our Savior and our Lord, in the forgiveness of our sins, we pray. Amen. For our song of preparation, would you turn with me once again in your songbooks to number 452. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. And what follows in the four stanzas of 452, and we'll rise to sing.
Thank you.
I noticed that I made an error in the bulletin for the song after the sermon. I have there 389. Can we sing 435 instead? I took a look at it. It's not a hard song. Is that okay? Thank you. Just a note for you all. After the service, instead of number 389, it's 435.